Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and today I'm your preacher as well, coming to you from beautiful Madison, Wisconsin, with a preaching I'm calling Following God's Law. Our scripture is from the Gospel of Mark. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the cornfields. As they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and he gave some to his companions." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." And thus ends the reading. This is a very familiar passage for us, and we know we're not supposed to be slaves to the law. The law is meant to bring us joy, to make our lives better, to heal our world, starting with us and radiating out to everybody. So, of course, the Sabbath is meant to bring us closer to God. Quit working so hard every day and take time out to work on your relationship with God. But, you know, if you're hungry, 'tisn't really the Sabbath. You're just hungry and wishing it was over. But in the same way, doing God's law should always bring us joy at some level. That doesn't mean it's always fun. There is the cross and all the suffering servant. But it brings a joy that's deeper than that transient just enjoying yourself. And if it isn't, then there's something wrong. Maybe with our interpretation of the law, or maybe with just our heart and how we're embracing it. So, for instance, we're always meant to love our neighbor. And even this pericope was about feeding your friends when they're hungry. And it's always a requirement to do that. But if in helping your neighbor, it just makes you more angry at your neighbor. Why aren't they doing this for themselves? Why do I have to help them again? I'm so sick of doing this. Then maybe you shouldn't do it. No, not maybe, you shouldn't. If you can't help your neighbor with love, don't help your neighbor right now. Think about why you're so angry. Think about what God really wants in this situation. By following the law in a way that hardens our heart, doesn't help anybody. Not our neighbor, not ourselves, 'tis not God's plan. So yes, let's follow God's law with joy in our heart. And if we can't follow it with joy in our heart, stop and look at how we're understanding that, or how we're understanding our joy. And don't just keep blindly going down a path that's probably the wrong direction. 'Tis something we can work on today. God bless you.